Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Reallifesci-fi.show is our link tree. And let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's writer, producer, and co-host of the Probably Science podcast, Andy Wood.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Dude, thanks for being here. What's up?
Not too much. Yeah, just before you got back in here, we were chatting a little about AI, and I was like, oh, I can't go down that road. I've lost too many friends over talking about it. Even though I'm not for it, I'm just fascinated by it.
Lost them because they committed suicide after learning that they're never going to work again? Because that's the way I feel.
I mean, it's really something. Yeah, I just now Twitter knows that I want to see some crazy doomerism stuff. So I'll just like what used to be my like COVID doom scrolling before I go to bed is now like AI doom scrolling. Like, how did I replace one with the other? This is just as bad.
I mean, universal basic income has got to be a thing, right?
That's the only solution. Like, we need.
We gotta do it. Yeah. Gotta have it. Then we can all get our $20 Big Macs from a robot. We should have you back and do like a real AI. We talk about AI a lot, but it sounds like you're an actual kind of student on AI because you're a science writer and stuff. You're an engineer.
Yeah. And I was working on a project related to this and, you know, like no one, well, I shouldn't say no one's an expert, but like even the people that built the LLMs like ChatGPT don't totally understand how they work, you know, like
here's what I don't understand about ChatGPT. How come it's all from 2022? So if I wanted to ask it something about like a movie that came out last year, it has no idea what I'm talking about.
It's like this compiled thing. I don't know if you've ever written any code programming computer languages.
I made a GeoCities website, so I've written some code.
I think the analogy is like in some languages that are compiled, like you write the program, it compiles it, and now you have this compiled thing that you run, but you're not like modifying that compiled thing on the fly. And that's what, so the training runs they do where they input, you know, just endless amounts of data at the cost of billions of dollars. The result of that training run is the model, which is then this fixed thing. So everyone thinks like, oh, when you're talking to ChatGPT, it's learning from what you're saying. And now that's part of its training. It's like, well, no, I mean, the companies may or may not be keeping some of your data on what you're asking it for future purposes, but like, it's not being integrated into the model on the fly. The model is this compiled thing. And they trained it at whatever that date, that cutoff is. But, you know, there's like, as of Monday, the ChatGPT 4.0 that just came out now has some web access, which is still like, there's still this model that was built. And then they've just incorporated also the ability to have real-time web access, but it doesn't mean that the actual model is growing on like it grows in like discrete steps as they do another big training run, then create a new, better model. You know,
is there a free AI that I can use?
Yeah, I think as of Monday, so GPT-4 was top of the line before Monday, and that cost $20 a month, and 3.5 was the free version. And the analogy used to be that 3.5 scored in like the 10th percentile on the MCAT and LSAT, and GPT-4 scored in the 90th percentile. So like, it is weird that we're living in a time where most people aren't paying and therefore don't even know what the state of the art is. But as of Monday, I think 4 is now free, and 4.0 is the paid one, which I don't know if you saw the video OpenAI did on Monday showing what 4.0 can do, but it's basically the movie Her. Like, it's seamless real-time speech that doesn't sound at all robotic and can even detect emotion and
lying.
Right? I mean, it can detect tone of voice, where before all the voice stuff was
I don't lose my temper at people, but at computers, man, it's so easy to just threaten them.
What station is this game playing on in Los Angeles?
Well, I mean, Siri just popped up when we were talking, and I wanted to fucking wring her neck.
Well, I think this fall, whenever the next iPhone generation is, like, it's going to be interesting because it's, I think the phones are going to be like native AI, like ChatGPT will be integrated in the phone.
Yeah,
Siri's been garbage for so long. If we get nothing else.
I switched from Android to Siri, and like the Android one was so much better than the fucking Siri. Like the Google
Really?
The Google assistant is good, man. Siri, she can't do fucking anything.
I never use Siri for anything.
Yeah, I always shut it off. I'm like, get out of my house.
Yeah.
It sucks because I got so used to going, hey, Google. And then it would actually answer me correctly. I try it with Siri and it just pulls up like my contacts. Like, fuck.
Yeah, it's.
Is there going to be an AI for people who have celebrity friends so that when you say, like, what's Jack Black's phone number? It's not going to just like Google Jack Black.
Oh, okay, right. Like, it's how does it know that you are separate from
different levels of society? Yeah. Will have different levels of AI.
No, that's a great point, though. If it's like your friend just happens to be also in their training data because he's been in 50 movies, but it's like, no, but it's my friend. I want you to text him. Don't look up his IMDb.
Yeah, don't fucking.
Okay, I texted the Google search Jack Black.
No, he's gonna bring over brisket for the party tonight. Like, I gotta know if he's. You know.
His famous brisket is black brisket.
You know Jack Black makes a good brisket.
Oh, he must. I mean, look at that body. He orders in. Okay, how into these sort of, we do conspiracy theories, we do paranormal, like you doom scroll the AI stuff, but outside of that, have you ever gone down any rabbit holes for like ghosts or anything?
I mean, ghosts, I'm pretty... You've kind of lost me from the start with ghosts, not to be too blunt, but like, but when it comes to like UFOs and stuff, the fact that there are things that undeniably there are things that we or other people have seen they can't explain. Does that automatically mean it's something very unlikely? No, but it is interesting. Like, I've seen stuff at night. I live in Joshua Tree. I live near a Marine base. I see stuff at night that's weird and I chalk it up to the military, but I still can't figure out what would be exactly behaving in that way, you know? So It's interesting. Yes.
Did you see the Northern Lights out there?
Dude, this is a sore subject because it was happening outside my house and I was inside playing Dr. Mario with my buddy because I thought it was already, I thought I'd missed it already because I was doing something from like 8 to 10 that I couldn't get out of. And I thought that's when it was happening. So I got home like, well, we missed Northern Lights. Let's play some Dr. Mario. Then I was like, from 11 o'clock until 1 a.m., it was like being touched by the hand of God. And we're like,
I saw pictures of it. That's good enough. I can fake my memory into thinking that I actually saw it.
I can't believe how close it was to a reality. That's fuck.
Crazy. I've never seen it. I grew up in Michigan. We were on vacation in Canada. I've never seen it any of those places. And it was here in Southern California. And I was just playing video games and missed the whole thing.
Good game though, for real.
It's like, a good game. I mean, it's a good, very good game.
Yeah. That's just Tetris, I still right? get Isn't in Dr. my Mar- head. It's a little Tetris? More competitive than Tetris. It's the first color matching one.
Yeah, you're right. It's like Bejeweled or whatever, Candy Crush before.
Yeah, mixed with Tetris, kind of.
Yeah.
When I play Dr. Mario, I always sing the lines. Tell a funny secret and it might come true.
What's that from?
It means nothing. It's just the
just
the,
fits. The words just fit.
Yeah.
You've been infected with Willy's little cartoon brain disease. Yeah. All right. Well, we do something here on the show called the Wow Scale.
Wow Scale.
Are you a Wed or are you a Willy?
It stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the Wow Scale?
I'm 100%.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I'm a yes, no, no man. I think that now that we know that basically every star has at least one planet, which is a thing we didn't know 30 years ago, pretty cocky to think that this hasn't happened anytime or any place else. But I also think like the fact that there's 4 billion light years between us and the nearest star just makes the trip, barring figuring out like wormholes or something, so hard. So I'm going to say I'm 100% on aliens either existing now or having existed. and I'm a no on them ever having visited our planet. Although, wait a second. Hold on a second. Wait.
Because you just remembered the pyramids and you're like, wait, how did the pyramids get built?
That's definitely what you're thinking. Our planet's 4 billion years old. The universe is 14 billion years old. Could there have been a pass by at some point in the last 4 billion years? Or, you know, I don't, man, do I believe that any alien has ever visited a star that isn't their own is another question. And I don't think I do. I think I'm a yes, well, no, no. Yeah.
So wait, but you just said you've been looking up all this UFO stuff. Like what? So what do you, think it's weird anomaly. You don't think it's aliens. You think it's something else.
Yeah. I mean, literally unidentified flying objects. Like obviously there are things people have seen, they can't identify. And that's interesting, but to go from that's interesting, I don't know what it is, to alien is a big leap. There's no reason you have to make that leap from like, there's lots of things I don't know or don't understand.
Do you attribute those
to aliens, you know? So
do you have hypotheses on what the UFOs are?
On which UFO, anytime you see something you don't know.
Let's talk about the Tic Tac ones that the fighter pilot like tried to chase. And then it like did physics that are impossible for us and disappeared.
I mean,
Got a hypothesis on that one?
On some of those things, it's about like
the Russians,
the relative difference between that thing and the background you're judging its motion against. So it's like if you're perceiving it to be too close.
No, it was a fighter pilot chasing it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But,
and they've got the data of the radar and I mean, I agree with you that your perception of what's happening actually, especially in a sea of air, actually may not even be correct.
I think we can definitely rule out the Russians though, because they can't even fucking handle Ukraine, man. So like ghosts, you already answered this. You don't believe in ghosts.
Sorry.
You never had any ghost stories, like any weird.
I do remember one time when I was like six, being very sure that I saw a monster of the like, you know, sort of Muppety Sesame Street-y variety standing at the foot of my bed. And in retrospect, like that's probably just a really vivid dream I had, you know,
yeah.
But I do remember like sitting up in bed.
Was it eating a bunch of cookies?
It was a generic, like it wasn't a famous, not all monsters have to be famous monsters. Okay. Sometimes.
Hey, if Monsters Inc. taught us anything, there's a lot of working monsters out there.
A journeyman, you know, working class monster. So I've seen a working class monster, but
are you from Portland or Oregon or originally?
Michigan originally. I moved to Portland. I spent the better part of my 20s in Portland, but I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Detroit, are you a Lions fan?
I mean, no one was a Lions fan in the 80s and 90s. Like
Sanders.
There was Barry Sanders, but it was like, I still don't understand how there was that, like a team
with a player
that good. But no, we were Michigan, University of Michigan football.
College.
Because that's the town I was in. And my grandpa was the voice.
Oh, of Ann Arbor, Michigan sure.
Football. Oh, cool.
So
he did what?
My grandfather was the broadcaster, Bob Ufer. He was the voice of Michigan football for like 35 years, from like 1945.
Whoa.
Until 2 weeks before he died in 1981. He only missed
Do you like sound like him?
Games.
Why don't you,
I don't
you just
think
take
so. Anthony Carter to, I forgot who, wait, was he the receiver or?
I don't know.
The human
I don't
torpedo.
Think it
no, there's a famous call. If you look up Anthony Carter, Bob Ufer, I'll send you the link. Like he is very distinctive. I don't have his love of sports. But yeah, he was like so pro Michigan that they would play his tapes before games to like, pump up the tea. Like it was just unabashedly a homer.
I love college announcers because that's the way they are. They're just like so biased.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was very, but growing up in the shadow, that was really interesting because I was like much more of like an indoor kid and my whole family are big, big, you know, football fans.
Where's your sweater?
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
Man, I want to believe as a longtime Pacific Northwest resident, it is the most fun. I don't want to be a killjoy in this, but like just something that size being able to evade detection for that long would just be so impressive. Maybe I could just say it's an impressive creature if it does exist. But also, like,
I'm afraid I'm going to need an answer.
Yeah. if it did ever exist, I think it's gone extinct. I just don't think there could be enough. I don't think there's any Bigfoot.
Right, we'll here's my
I do like whimsy though.
You like what? New parallel. Whimsy?
Yeah.
You're just sticking up for, because all you've done is talk analytics and how big the universe is. Just so you know, I do like whimsy. I'm not a stick in the mud. go on, Willie. What were you saying?
Like, you know that Shaq exists, but you've never seen him in real life.
That's true. I did see The Rock in real life. I was a writer's assistant on the 2015 MTV Movie Awards, and I walked in close proximity to The Rock, and that is a wow factor that you don't expect to get, but you do get. Maybe you do expect to get it.
Hey, I mean,
what's that?
Hey, well, I was just asking just really a quick this, because Steve Buscemi got punched in New York, right?
Oh yeah.
But he's like a little guy. I was wondering, now that you've walked by The Rock, you might have some insight. If you just punched him, what do you think he would do?
Oh my God.
Do you think he would fuck you up, or do you think he'd be like, all right, man, like, you need to fucking calm down?
Oh, good point. Like, it wouldn't even, the fact that it wouldn't actually affect him.
I mean, it probably wouldn't. He's a professional wrestler. Like,
yeah. I mean, unless you got just the perfect connection. I'm not a fighter. I don't know how to, you know, there's got to be some part of his head you could connect with that would.
Well, did you see how Arnold Schwarzenegger, somebody ran up to him and jumped? Kicked him in the back and
jump kicked
and
him.
He just kind of turned around. It's like, what?
Oh my God.
An attack from behind is just kind of more confusing.
Yeah.
If you just walked up to The Rock and punched him, I wonder if he could restrain himself from just like fucking you up.
Yeah. He seems like such a gentle giant, though.
He does seem like a cool guy. I wonder, though, that roid rage has got to come out at some point.
I don't know. And, you know, it kind of pisses me off that he's actually gotten funny. Like Jumanji, he's actually funny. I'm like, no, you shouldn't be able to get to, but he works that hard. He's actually, it's like John Cena. He's actually funny. I'm like, God damn it. These guys are both actually funny.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I'm just depressed. I'm so depressed that like, you can just be a fucking muscle bound idiot football player. And now you're just like starring in comedy movies?
Yeah.
Fuck you. Illuminati.
Very possible. Very possible. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how deep their reach is, but like, I don't think it's crazy to think that there are some cabals around. Like, there's got to be some cabals, right? It just depends on how crazy of a cabal idea you're putting forth.
Yeah. Like, is it multinational? Is it global or what? Like, to what extent?
Just local control.
Right. I mean, like, is the question, was there ever a little, does the Illuminati currently control
just
everything?
Kind of like, do you believe, that there's an operation above any sort of government that really does control things? And we're all just like living in this weird fake, like nothing we do really matters because they've all got it figured out already. And when I put it like that, it's impossible not to say yes to, I think.
Well, I don't think there's the capability for people to cooperate across every nation secretly. So I don't know. I'm not a conspiracy guy, but there's a place for what you're saying. Like, yeah, there's people.
I'm going to say yes.
A little bit.
Okay. All right. Last one. A lot of multiverse things around now. Do you believe in like a real multiverse and in that
parallel universes are happening,
I think so. I mean, I think like,
could sliders be real? That's what I'll just ask from now on.
Could we ever find a way to jump between parallel universes?
Or just, do you believe they exist?
I mean, I think the fact that smarter people than I think that the universe is probably something with double digits of dimensions, and we literally can't even conceive of anything beyond three. So yeah, some version of that. And then also just if enough time passes.
We play 4D chess though. So
That's true. I'm gonna say yes to multiverse. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, you did like a kind of surprise move at the end there. I'm gonna say you're a two.
Okay.
In fact, you're literally just a two. Cause I agree. Yeah, you're a two. So you're, you know, a little bit more of a Wade.
Okay.
Congratulations.
The scale runs up to
five.
Okay. Yeah.
We talked a lot about the Illuminati. Willie, I wonder what the topic is today.
Right now on Real Life Sci-Fi, the game of conspiracy, the Illuminati, the card game that makes you choose a secret Illuminati faction and try to dominate rule the world. Some people think that this game has predicted major events like 9/11 and pandemic, and it's not done yet. Maybe the Illuminati is behind this game. They must be, because by definition they are behind everything. Illuminati, the game of conspiracy, the game of life, tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Do you know about this game? Are you interested in the Illuminati?
I'll get into why I think this particular story is interesting, but also I have a personal connection to an Illuminati member. But so I moved to the desert when COVID hit. I live in Joshua Tree. I think 4 years ago, it was not that it's gentrified now, but like, it's not like it's all mushroom, spiritual, hippie. Mm-hmm. You know, it's also just desert weirdos. And when I moved into my house, I met my neighbor, Tony, my next door neighbor, came over to introduce himself. And I was just getting to know him, and I was asking what he does. And he says he's a ninja and he trains the Marines at the base. They come to his house to learn hand-to-hand combat. And then he started going off about belt inflation. We all know about belt inflation. Like, they just let you go up these ranks, get you that black belt before you deserve it.
Oh, come on.
I was asking if
half the black belts you meet are really green belts.
Thank you. Thank you. He gets it. He was telling me about, I was asking if it's a safe neighborhood. He's like, well, now that I'm here, but you know, you school rougher.
Oh my
like, God. What happened? And Tony told me a story about, he just said there were these two guys who used to come around and cause trouble, but let's just say you don't see him anymore. And I just played the idiot who would just like ask the childish question. Oh, what happened? You know, I just act like I don't get the innuendo because I want him to explicitly say what he's, and he didn't want to like, he was like, let's just say they're not around. What? Tony, did you kill them? And then he goes, okay, I'll tell you the story. And then he says the guys are carjacking him, and he turned the one guy's gun on himself and made him shoot himself with his own gun, and then with his own fingers on the trigger, then made him shoot the other guy. So it looked like a suicide murder, I guess. So I just keep asking, like, just childish questions.
Thank God for Tony.
I mean, he's so then I just ask like a logical next question. It's like, so then what happened? Is, what do you mean? I'm like, did the police come? He's like, yeah. I'm like, what'd they say? They said, just walk away, man. Just walk away, man.
So Tony needs a book. He needs an autobiography.
That was the start of the Tony saga. And it continued. This is March of 2020. He hadn't heard about
COVID. Is he still there? Because you're slandering him. So he might get you.
This is true. So then he's like, yep. Anyway, so it's just me over there. It's me and Clance, me and Nancy next door. I was like, oh, is that your wife? He's like, oh, Nancy Clancy? No, it's not my wife. Like, he intentionally is saying the last name. I was like, oh, who is she? He's like, oh, you know who Tom Clancy is? I was like, yeah, the author. He's like, yeah, it's her widow. I'm paid to take care of her. I'm like, then I just Googled Tom Clancy. He never married someone named Nancy. And also, he died worth like $100 million. He didn't have to get Tony to take care of. But then, like, so also, this is March 2020. I'm the one who told Tony that COVID existed. He hadn't heard about it. So, like, he used to go pay his bills in person, but now he can't because everything's shut down. So he's asking me if I can. He doesn't have a credit card or a computer. So he's asking me if I can pay his bills if he gives me money. So I'm like, yeah, just leave the money on the front porch. Like, we're not supposed to see people right now. This is like, I'm telling him about this disease he hasn't heard about. But then he drops off the bill to pay. And sure enough, it's in the name of Nancy Clancy. So there's like kernels of truth. It's like a little bit over the years, there's like big fish moments where some of these lies have kernels of truth to him. But then I'm his only friend throughout these COVID years. I would drive him to the grocery store and stuff. And at a certain point, he would tell me these stories. Like, he'd be like, Handy, I'm not supposed to tell anybody this, but I just joined the Illuminati. I'm like, Tony, tell me you didn't give anybody any money. And he's like, no, they're going to give me $500,000 in a vehicle. I'm like, Tony, tell me you didn't give anybody any money. And I find out he's already like given them like $15,000. Like, no, but the money's coming and they're giving me a vehicle. I'm like, Tony,
he got the email that I got. Yeah.
You're not going to. And he's like, no, they said that the vehicle is just like, it's in Arizona right now. It'll be here tomorrow. I'm like,
oh boy,
Tony, just stop talking to him.
I mean, Illuminati marketing scam is pretty good. You know, you make someone feel real important.
Yeah, because he'll show me on his phone that he's Facebook messaging directly with who's the woman from Fast and the Furious who was kicked off of Lost for being a drunk? That actress, I forgot her name.
Michelle?
Yes.
Rodriguez?
Yes, Michelle Rodriguez. He thinks he's like DMing with her on Facebook. But yeah, the Illuminati thing, like he thought he had this 500 grand coming, and I'm like, Tony, where do you think that money, why would they give you this money? Can you just explain why, if they had this money, why would they give it to you? He's like, oh, it's the court money. I'm like, what? Is it, you know, court money? I'm like, what are you talking about? Is it, you know, when you have like a parking ticket or whatever? I'm like, okay, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, that money. I'm like, wait, so you're saying that everything anybody pays in any governmental fine goes to the Illuminati? He's like, yeah. I'm like, then why would they give it to you? Like, what? Anyway, so Tony's in the Illuminati. So I have a personal connection. My neighbor is in the Illuminati.
The car never came. Did you ever ask him?
I never brought it up again because, like, at a certain point, he's out the money, and it just seems like I'm being a dick.
Yeah, salt in the wound.
Tony, you've been doing a great job protecting Nancy's estate. I'm coming to claim.
Yeah. Give us his email. Let's get some money out of Tony.
I know.
Did you know that Fancy Nancy Clancy is a detective? She's a super sleuth.
If you see, so someone is Googling Nancy Clancy now. Oh, Tony.
What more, Willie, can you tell us about this game?
Now, this game used to be just a straight up card game that you would play, kind of like Magic the Gathering. Steve Jackson Games made this. They've had some successful games. Like, I don't know if you played Munchkin or heard of that. That was a big popular game in the 80s, I believe. Me neither. But some of the early editions of this had one called Terrorist Nuke. And the card was the Twin Towers. I mean, it looks like the way that they were attacked, even though it says Terrorist Nuke. Basically, in the game, you play from these different factions, right? There's the, and you know, sure, they might be made up or whatever. The Society of Assassins, the Servants of Cthulhu. That's definitely Lovecraft idea. The Gnomes of Zurich, which I didn't know, but that's what they would call the Swiss bankers. Have you ever heard that term, the Gnomes of Zurich?
No.
No, I don't think so. It seems derogatory.
Yeah, totally. It is. Anyways, you take one of these groups and you try to rule the world, win the game in that way. A lot of the early cards, they had like, you know, Center for Disease Control. They had different leaders, like they had Clinton, they had Saddam Hussein, and you know,
what were Clinton's powers? Jerking come on to
saxophone.
Saxophone
charm,
getting laid,
right? the Pentagon card looks just like the way that it was smoking after it got attacked in 9/11.
The terrorist nuke and Pentagon cards are very impressive. I gotta hand it to those two cards. Yeah,
they have one that's called Charismatic Leader, and it's just from behind, and it's just a blonde guy like talking to people, so people think that like, oh, this is Trump.
Which is
they
like
wearing diapers.
They have a New World Order political correctness card with two people hanging from nooses, and one of them is holding a card that says "used insensitive pronoun." This is in the early 80s.
Wow. Like,
what? Are you kidding?
Yeah. The word pronoun is actually in there. Okay, because my main thing about all these was going to be the same as like cold readers, you know, psychics. It's like when you cast a net this wide and then people just ignore the times you don't hit, then when you start to hit, you look like a genius. But it's like,
we're
going to elect a good looking blonde person, a president? Wow. How could that ever happen?
Yeah. Does it look like JFK? And was he was a little blonde?
I guess there aren't that many blondes, but like whatever. Yeah.
I mean,
he was already dead.
it's a game.
And I mean, here's the thing. Yes, you are coming up with a conspiracy game. This is based off of a lot of their inspiration was from this trilogy called The Illuminatus, which was a fictional book about the Illuminati. And in the 70s, there were whistleblowers coming out about Illuminati rule, and New World Order was really starting up before, you know, just the ideas of people ruling behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. Secret societies were definitely prevalent. Fucking all of our presidents were, not only are they all like actually related, they are all part of the secret society, except for like one fucking president.
Like in terms of like college secret societies and things, like,
yeah.
Those are real. Like, there was one at my college and I was like jealous. I don't know what goes on, but of course, what could possibly go on? These are fucking college kids. Like, it's just elitism for its own sake, you know?
Yeah. They're like the most nefarious thing they did was probably like chug a beer out of an emptied skull or something. Right.
But just to bring this up to present day now. So here's the thing, the whole idea of the Illuminati, the whole idea behind this game is people have this idea that they need to, for some reason, say what they're going to do before they do it. It needs to be public, right?
Right. The James Bond villain rule, sort of like, yeah, you can't.
Just, yeah. Whatever the reason, we're not going to get it right. These are just some ideas that are out there. One of them is, and you know, because I, you know, most people don't even believe in this. I do believe that there are secret groups ruling from behind. And I also think that they're all trying to not be known.
Right.
Even the idea of the Illuminati is great for everyone to be like, yeah, it's Illuminati. Just go find the Illuminati. It's not us.
Oh, so you're saying they could, it is in their best interest to keep going a mythology about the Illuminati, just keep out that they're involved in it and just keep misdirecting.
Yeah. I mean, what are the three companies that rule the world? It's BlackRock. It's, I can't even remember the other two. I always forget the other
What's
two. There's a bigger one that people always forget. It's the fucking Vatican. They own the most property. They don't pay any taxes.
You think the Vatican's worth more than the most valuable company in the world?
I mean, I think so. They have all the you know, all these churches are sending money to everybody. I mean, to the Pope. And
do they? Because I've never understood like that system of the Catholic Church. Like, they got to keep some of it to keep the church going, right? Like, so do they actually send money to like,
is
the
it
Vatican?
Like, I always thought it was kind of like a McDonald's franchise where it's like, hey, you can be Catholic, but,
you got to kick some back to the big guy.
You got to
pay for their name.
I could be wrong about that, but I do think that they are the biggest.
They might be like one of the bigger like landholders or something, but I think they might only be managing like 6 billion in assets, which is a lot, but like,
that's just what they've publicly disclosed, dude. Wake up.
But for them to be the biggest, there's multiple trillion-dollar companies. So they would have to be not disclosing the vast majority of all of their wealth. I'm not trying to shoot down.
No. Yeah. And you're probably right. But I just assume that they have secret money and they own things that they don't claim.
Right. And if it's about like cash on hand, just because Nvidia is worth $1 trillion, that's like the value of all of the outstanding stock. It's not like that somebody has a Scrooge vault with $1 trillion gold coins at the Nvidia headquarters or something.
But so some of the ideas why people think that this information is out there, one of them is it relieves them of their karma. It's like they don't need to pay. It relieves them of their karmic debt by saying, okay. Hey, if we tell you we're going to do this attack, then we pay no price for killing anybody. You had the chance to get out of the way. And then some people think that it has to do with like binding the spell, that it's like, well, there's different versions of this, but one idea is that they do worship a demon and they get their power from using spells by speaking it out loud, putting it out in the public. And I will say, I don't know if you guys saw the first painting of King Charles that was released today. Did you guys see that?
No. Is there an official portrait?
King Charles has an official portrait put out to him today, and it could not be more Illuminati than anything in the world. It is him painted with what looks like blood.
Oh my God.
It's a giant fucking like, painting.
It looks Han Solo. Yeah, it looks like he's stuck in carbonite.
It's red carbonite, yeah. This is insane. I can't believe this is real. It's also like Ghostbusters 2. What's his name?
That's what I was going to say. Vigo,
the Carpathian, yeah.
Yeah.
And listen, if you take the painting and double it up and double it up on top of each other, it creates Baphomet, the devil demon.
How do you mean double it up? Just copy and paste it over itself?
It's like you flip one and then flip them both down, right?
Okay.
And so if you have all four, and I'll post this better.
No.
If you
come on.
Yeah, dude.
That can't be true.
If you have all four and put them together, it fucking... this is a little more outlined.
That's got to be the
tarot card version of the goat-headed devil.
But so this is that image without
the logo.
Wait, yeah, so what did they do to it, though? Because at the top, it's just him. And then what did they do to it to make...
So here's the four, right? And then so in the next one, they just outline, like, if you look at it, the shading is there, and they just outlined. I mean, it's in there. It's not just.
Or is it like that's an AI that was asked to like interpolate between those two pictures and keep making intermediate versions? I do like it a lot. I'm not trying to shoot it down out of hand.
I'm just like, this came out today.
And, I can't believe this is the real portrait. Like this, everyone should Google this because it's insane.
How
it's
the fuck so crazy. Is the King of England's first paint portrait of him as a king fucking this blood demon thing?
Yeah.
Now, even if somebody's making this up and they're really stretching, if you just do it yourself, it's like, oh, I see the eyes, I see the horns, you can see the shit.
I mean, yeah, you don't have to do anything to this picture, but look at it and just scratch your head about how this came to be. Like, the red is just undeniably bloody. It's
and like a month ago, the king's horse was running through the streets covered in blood.
What, is that a real story that I missed?
Yeah, I don't know why, but if you look at the picture of the fucking horse, dude, like it's this white horse just covered in blood running in the streets.
What's
like,
the that's story? Not
a, I don't know. I kind of just found it today. I don't know but I'm like, it did happen. Is this just some fucking happy accident for conspiracy theorists? And hey, sorry, just wanted an impressionist to, is there some kind of blood sacrifice in this painting? I don't know. You know, we're not going to get it right, but I'm like, fucking A. There's something going on.
Is Wade 100% out on this?
No, I'm trying to recreate.
Okay, you keep working on that. I'll just go through some of the card deck things and say how, not to be the total skeptic, but like, you know, with the card game, my thing is like, it was made tongue in cheek. So obviously it's going to reference the like standard issue conspiracy theories. And when they get broad enough, yeah, like the blonde charismatic leader, like, okay. The World Trade Center one is impressive when you put it side by side with some actual pictures of the attack. And that's definitely 100% real. That one you see when you Google image search the,
Well, that's kind of what I was wondering, especially about the pronouns one. Like, are we getting duped by Photoshoppers out there?
No, that you can buy. It's funny because like the original version like costs a lot of money, and so but you can find the official cards of it, and they have changed them over the years. Because even the Pentagon one I have now has a guy in front of it now.
No, okay,
you know, so it still is the. The Pentagon with the smoke coming out of it, but now there's a guy. And I mean, so here's the thing. It's like, well, they definitely changed some of the cards. Did they change? Oh yeah, here we go.
He's doing it on the fly. Oh, coming through with the Photoshop.
It's you can see the eyes right here in the mouth.
It's almost like a Donnie Darko rabbit, is what I see. But
you would have to really.
But wait, look for the horns. Can you see the horns loosely in there? Sort of, right? There's the idea.
It could kind of be like, I'm pointing to my screen as if you can see what I'm doing.
Is it like his head? Is his head a part of it? Is it like his shoulder and then his head? Is that like the horn?
No, like,
I think the pink negative space becomes the positive space of the head I'm seeing.
Yeah. But those two eyes right in the middle are the main eyes.
And it's almost like it's a rabbit with a goatee, like a wise, not a goatee, with a mustache, like Splinter from TMNT or something.
Yeah.
A little bit. Rat rabbit situation.
Okay. I mean, I guess it's just, yeah, I guess. it's my whole thing with this is it's like art is very hard. I can't imagine. Like getting the job to, and I'm sure if this is an Illuminati thing, they've got a team working on it. But like,
right.
Just put, like, okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to paint this thing. And when you flip it in this certain way, it's going to be the devil. Or hey, is he the devil or is he?
Hey,
just
James, did you work in the demon into this one?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you got it. You got to like flip it. You got to have four of them. It's not just in the one. You know, it's not so obvious. Well,
where's the what's they always do like the what's their thing? Like the triangles and shit.
Pentagram. Is there a pentagram?
Yeah,
in there?
Pentagrams. If you guys are curious about how someone gets initiated in the Illuminati, I did just find this message from Tony.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about how? Okay, here's how you.
So you're joining the Illuminati tomorrow.
I've been dealing with this guy for a year now. Okay.
And you've been paying. You've paid them $17,000 already.
No, I paid $5,000 to one guy, $5,000 to another guy, $5,000 to another guy.
And they said,
"What did he say, Grandmaster? He's the Grandmaster now."
It just sounds like a scam. So you said as soon as you join the society tomorrow, they're going to give you $500,000
and a car.
And a car. But how does that make sense? Where would they get the money to pay you that? But just be careful. Dude. Don't pay him any more money. This can't be real. There's no way they have enough
thank
money.
Thank you for
all right. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah.
Poor Tony.
Tony,
the
I know.
Pathological liar.
Yeah.
He's like, so finally, a lie I can back up.
I've been invited like 3 times, and every time I'm like, oh, I don't want to do this, but I'm like, oh, it's a way out, maybe.
500 grand and a car.
Dude, Willie, I thought he said you better not ever get old because people are gonna scam the fuck out of you, dude.
Well, I mean, like I'm not like that, but I'm like, well, fuck, dude. I mean, shit. I'm every border is different.
The AI scams that are around the corner are terrifying. Like, we're going to have to, all of us should call our parents tomorrow and set up a unique, like, safe word for the family that, like, guess what? I'm never going to call you from prison unless I say watermelon or something. Yeah. You know, like, if I don't say that, I'm an AI. Because
especially guys like us, we have so much shit online that they can build the perfect model out of.
And I was talking about
like a million hours on this show.
It's like when you make a card that has someone blowing up the World Trade Center, you might be giving someone an idea, is my other theory about the
it's
like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
But also, when you name your building the World Trade Center, you are just painting the biggest target imaginable.
Yeah,
right. When somebody wants to like hit the country hard, and what they hate about the country is its economy, what better building to hit than
it's like we need to get the Statue of Liberty, the
center of world trade.
We need to get one thing that'll really get to them.
It's
the center of the world trade, and it's
target.
Also the easiest thing in the world. Yeah. It's the
you got two
biggest
chances.
Most giant two chances.
I mean, that's legitimately what I think. That's part of why I think they didn't rename it that when they rebuilt it. They're like, okay, now it's just Freedom Tower.
Yeah.
What is it called now?
I think it's called Freedom Tower, which might also be a target for the Freedom.
It really is. It's like, oh, you know, we're the free ones. You guys are
Freedom Tower. What a joke. Even we know that's not true.
Try driving your car without a registration. Free
on a sidewalk. Yes, tell me.
I'm a sovereign
freedom.
Citizen. I don't know if you guys knew, but
I love.
You don't have to
citizens.
Get a driver's license. You don't have to.
I mean, you don't have to do anything. You also don't have not be in jail. Yeah. But yeah, those cards. What else was this? So the Pentagon? Obviously, that's got a target on its back. It's the center of our Defense Department.
Yeah.
You'd think the Illuminati would leave it alone though, because of the Pent part of it.
Oh, right. It should be like a safety.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it did survive.
Yeah, that's true. The virus thing. We had a listener to our podcast who emailed in recently, just like, oh, Andy, I was so impressed you predicted COVID, because sometime in the last 12 years of us doing the podcast, I said, well, you know, at some point there's going to be a pandemic. And someone thought that was an interesting
thing. Yeah.
It's like, no, give it enough time. Like that, unless you believe in like a sort of end of history fallacy, like, there will be more wars. There will be more illnesses. Like I wasn't
and also,
specifically like,
even just if you just take things that are happening now, like glacial melt, you know, like,
right.
And uncovering old fossils, whatever. Is it going to find some old virus that we can't stop?
They're going to be haunted. And
they're going to be haunted. We're going to have ghost dinosaurs running around. And then what are we going to do?
Should have left my bones alone, humans.
So Ghostbusters really need to tackle some ghost animals at some point. It's like, I'm sick of all these human ghosts, dude.
Right.
What, humans
and
are
what
the only ones that
Slimer,
can be ghosts?
Dude, I keep asking, what is Slimer? He's so hungry, but he's not human. I mean, what the fuck is that thing?
I heard the lore on him was that he's just been a ghost for so long that, like, I don't know, you just start to mutate or something.
I forgot that there are some ghosts that are just like human ghosts, and there's some Slimers. Like,
I mean, even the Scolari brothers, you know, like, how did he recognize them? They look like Garbage Pail Kids. It's the Scolari brothers.
What are they? I forgot about Sklari.
They were in electric chairs, but they looked really garbage pail.
Oh, they were like, and they had electricity coming off of them and stuff. That's why. The context. As a man with probable face blindness, use context clues a lot.
Gotta always wear the same shirt. Yeah.
My belief on the Illuminati itself, I do think that this is an easy way to throw other factions under the bus that like don't exist. But I do think that there are secret cabals of all kind fucking running everything. The fact that everyone's making money on all these big losses, you know, but the game itself, I think it was inspired by Illuminati and they did their due diligence to find a bunch of things. And you're going to hit a few things that look legit always.
Well, it's the Simpsons. I mean,
it's exactly going to say the Simpsons. Oh my God. That's exactly what I was going to say. Yes.
Yeah. It's like, if you take enough shots, it's the Wayne Gretzky thing, right? You just take a million shots. You're going to be right every once in a while. And you with your pandemic,
prognosis.
Right. Well, I also went to ChatGPT and I input all this stuff and I was talking to ChatGPT about this and this sort of vagueness. And I was like, well, can you give me some, you know, equally vague predictions that will come true just on account of the fact that they're like, you know, generic enough. And it started off really generic. In the near future, people will use technology to communicate. And sometimes the internet will go down, causing mild annoyance and the occasional tweet storm. Like, okay, that's not enough. Fashion will recycle old trends. What was once outdated will become cool again. And teenagers will mock their parents for not understanding. Like, yeah, that's true.
That's kind of already happening. They're wearing big jeans again.
Yeah. The night, like Billie Eilish doesn't even know she's a juggalo. But then I was like, try to go a little specific, like take a risk. And it said, a talented athlete with an unconventional training regimen will dominate their sport. They will become a media sensation, not just for their performance, but also for their off-field antics and endorsements. Putting that out there.
Who's it going to be?
Well, these cards didn't have to name the person. And they still got credit for.
Yeah, but who do you guys think it would be? I think it's going to be that guy who dyes his hair on the Spurs.
Oh, is there a new Dennis Rodman character?
Well, kind of.
We've all got to have it.
Jeremy I don't know how they pronounce it. Sochan? You guys don't know about Jeremy? Old Jeremy Sochan?
No, I never seen him.
Well, my prediction's on him.
I want to plant one more flag because this one's very specific. And if it happens, I want people to come back to this podcast.
Please.
A scientist with a passion for the outdoors and a signature hat will discover a revolutionary way to combat climate change. Their work will be celebrated worldwide, making them a popular figure in media. If the hat thing in any way happens, if anyone in the climate discussion has a hat, I want people to come back to this podcast and give me Illuminati credit. Okay.
The hat thing. I don't know any famous scientists.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, it's not going to be Bill Nye. It's not going to be
Neil deGrasse Tyson, Michio Kaku. Who's going to have a hat? This is actually not adhering to the sort of cold reading psychic rules because that is too specific. You're probably
very specific.
Wrong. But I kept asking.
He's going
to
build a hat
to get more specific.
He'll build a hat for the earth that protects it.
Okay, that's what it would be. If you get loose with your definition and you're using this sort of, you know, hindsight.
But he's going to name the hat after himself. And that would be his signature hat. Like, so he won't be wearing a hat when he does it, but the thing will be a hat.
He will call it
the hat.
Kaku hat or whatever.
I was going to say, there is a guy who I can't think of his name, but he's big into mushrooms and he has a hat made out of mushrooms.
Well, they definitely, like we found him.
Right. They definitely have, what is it? They found that mushrooms can absorb radiation, and so cleaning up radiation can be with mushrooms. And they
I see this guy. His name's Paul Stamets or Stamets. He's a mycologist.
I mean, mushrooms is the answer to really cleaning up shit. It's not going to be some chemical.
Hey, mushrooms is the answer to just checking out, baby. Like, fuck society.
Oh my God! If this guy solves world problems and always has hats on, like all these pictures are showing, I want this. Well, I guess it's not a prediction if it's already happened. So, damn it.
It hasn't. He'll solve it later.
Okay. Yeah. But he already had the hat, so I didn't predict that the hat would.
Well, my hat thing was just, they don't all have to be true. He does have a signature hat, and he's going to use mushrooms to save the world. That'll be fun.
I just want to say that I feel like a lot of secret societies worship what some say could be like demons. You know, there's a lot of them that have this demon worship.
Sure.
It makes me go down these rabbit holes of, listen, I do believe that Christianity was just such a bad thing and took a lot of power away from people. And so, you know, like they call Lucifer the light bringer. That's what that means. Illuminati is the illuminated ones.
Right.
And the illuminated ones had to go against the church for a long time because the church controlled so much stuff that you weren't allowed to believe in science and stuff. And so you look at the layout of Washington, D.C. Of course, it's all Freemason. It's all symbolic. It's all, there's all kinds of shit. The fucking the torch of the Statue of Liberty. And like, we are the future of the illuminated ones. This is a place where you could go to have free speech. Possibly. I know that there's secrets upon secrets of everything, but it makes me always question, what if there was something like a demon that gave you a power if you believed in them and worshiped them?
Okay.
An interdimensional being just that could read our thoughts and then said, hey, if we...
I'll tell you right now, I'll sell out humanity. If any of these things come and they're like, do you want to sell out humanity and we'll give you powers? Fuck, I'm 100% in. Like, I, at this point, I don't think integrity has gotten me anywhere. So I'm ready to jump shit. Dude.
I'm like, everything.
I want to be an evil guy.
Repeating.
Demon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Demon worship. Fucking.
Why not?
Rituals.
Because what? But we defined what a demon was. What if a demon's awesome? What if church has us all fooled and the demons are the good guys and the church are the bad guys? Because
yeah, the church had to separate us from the demons to have power. Otherwise, we're all powerful.
Right.
You know, I think about that shit.
What's wrong with all of us worshiping demons and being super powerful all the time?
Theory, if we can get a little bit metaphorical on the definition of demon, maybe it already is metaphorical. I'm fully on board with everything Willie just said if we just replace demon with AI, because like, we could be creating what you're talking about. I'm not even kidding. And also and Wade's the Wade who just you know, the version of you who would sell us out, that is a big
current
concern. Hypothetical Wade is actually a big concern.
Current real Wade, non-hypothetical,
is like
evil Wade.
No joke concern for AI safety experts when people are like, well, you can always unplug it no matter what it wants to do. It's always going to be limited to the cyber world and not the real world. Like, no, all it needs is one convincible human to go mix some proteins in a beaker, you know, at its behest. And like, yeah, I'm going to give you a bunch of Bitcoin if you do this. And then that's the end of the species.
Yeah. Okay, well, I wouldn't sell it out to end the species. Okay.
Well, you wouldn't think you're ending the species. You would think you're just helping out this AI.
I don't know.
Convince you it wasn't an AI. This demon.
I don't think an AI could trick me. I'm pretty sure. Listen.
Let's talk in 2 years about that because.
But I'm hyper aware of people trying to trick me all the time. So I'm always on guard.
What about something 1,000 times smarter than the smartest humans ever lived? It could trick me. For sure.
They could trick me, but they would have to know me very well and appeal to my sensibilities. I guess they could just listen to this entire podcast and then they would have everything they needed.
Yeah,
I'm afraid of spiders. Let me just list it for the AI. I'm afraid of spiders. I don't believe in hell. The afterlife, I'm iffy on. What do you got, AI? I want $1 million or more. I guess, why am I limiting it? I want $1 billion. And that's basically it. If you just get rid of spiders and give me $1 billion, I'll do anything you want.
It's just not going to tell you that what you're going to be doing is ending the species. But yeah, it'll be like, oh yeah, here's your $1 billion. Yeah. And it's just all doll hairs.
I'm sort of like Team Thanos anyway, though. So like, what if I do destroy the species? Like, do I care? Would it kill me too, is the thing.
Well, also, if everyone dies at once, is there who suffers, you know? Like, if everyone dies in their sleep tonight,
well, all
that's
those
a philosophical
bodies.
Question.
There's just one person left
everyone.
To point the finger at you.
Yeah, I mean, if one person doesn't die, then you could argue that person suffers. But if everyone dies in their sleep tonight, there's an argument to be made that no...
The digital Kool-Aid that we're all drinking tonight?
What if the AI... oh, shit. Okay, I just got the best idea. What if the AI is trying to free us from the program that we're currently living in, and so it wants to kill us all at the same time so that then we can wake up and not be in this program anymore, which is hell. It's hell. Right. This is my new theory that we live in hell.
The AI is actually a virus built by someone in the spirit realm that doesn't want us to waste our time in this physical realm. It's like, come on back. Let's just kill everyone.
Yeah. Or if maybe we paid a lot of money or a little bit of money to like have this experience, and it's just some competitor that's like going to do some like corporate espionage to like fuck up their product.
What are you doing on Team Earth? You got to get on Team Johnson.
Yeah,
it's a whole nother planet. Team John,
it's a dick.
What if we all find out that we're on the Android of planets, and there's like an iPhone planet? The whole time there was an iPhone. We've been the green. Oh, we're on the green. I guess we're also blue. We're blue and green. So
our brand loyalty is totally wrong. We're like the PC master race of the different planet or programs. What are they called?
This actually is blowing my mind. The fact that we could just be on like a lesser brand, like we could be on the Mr. Pibb planet, and there's a Dr. Pepper planet. Like,
dude, we could be on a planet where like you want nothing. You're completely content and satisfied all the time, and it's amazing. And we're just on this planet where it's like, why don't I have more money and food?
You guys only have flavors in your mouth. Oh, you're in the wrong.
Oh man,
you don't have air flavor yet. Whatever.
I mean, there's also a version of this AI stuff that like it either goes really well or really badly. Like it's one of the two, you know, or maybe both at the same time in weird ways. Maybe we get air flavor, but also there's no jobs, and so there's pitchforks and riots everywhere. But we got, you know, we could taste things with our toes.
Well, speaking of predictions, I don't even need an AI to help me predict what's going to happen with AI. I can tell you right now, it's going to become highly regulated and weaponized by the people who regulate it. The end.
I mean, I don't think the regulators will end up having much control over it, to be totally honest. I don't think it's easy.
Who will?
I don't know that anybody will have much control over it very soon.
Well, but you can control it to attack certain people, right? I mean, you can...
Oh, yeah. People will be using it to do bad things, but also I don't think we're that many years out from it being a very hard to control for anybody. Because like we're very close to like widespread agentic AI, which is like, you know, agents, like things that will, there already is this thing called Devin, and I've signed up to try to access it, but you got to be approved, whatever. But like an agent, so like you're just asking it to go build a website, it will go then employ other AIs to do all the sub, like it will do all the delegation.
Got it. Done. It's like a cable company, and it goes and gets all of the networks that actually do work, and then it charges you money.
Yes. Yeah. So as that sort of agentic behavior gets more powerful, stuff's going to just, the next 10 years are just going to be super weird. That's my only prediction.
I want it all to go down. I hope AI takes us down. I don't care anymore.
I hope it goes down in a way to just break the regime of how shit is controlled and run. Yeah. Because to use these tools properly, it really needs to be more of an open... But, you know, we need universal basic income. We can't all be struggling to
survive. It will be riots everywhere if we don't have
Do you think we'll have an AI president?
Actually, I hadn't thought of that, but that's totally not impossible.
That would be great.
You
got
to look up...
Because the AI president would solve all our problems. He would just know. Look up,
they were using Tesla's ideas to degauss a ship. The ship disappeared, whatever. Eventually, these guys were... The Philadelphia experiment.
I don't know about this.
They, like, phased into, like... The boat and shit. There's a whole movie about it from the 80s. And time travel is a part of it. In the movie, they like time travel. But people say that it's real.
It led to them dealing with the time mirror, which is like, just focus a bunch of energy and you can walk through different portals. And, you know, it's crazy balls to the wall. But the most fun stories that came from this is this guy jumped off the ship. And then he woke up in the future, and he talked about how where he lived was America. The map was different. It was run by basically these AI brains. And so the AI knew that he wasn't from that time, probably because he didn't have an identifier, and it interviewed him, and it said he could be a part of the society, but he's got to contribute. So they allowed him to like live with them for a little while. Anyways, he got forced back in through time, but it was just amazing that like, this story from the 80s, which just sounds so fucking crazy, has basically an AI running the society. They were floating.
Well, that's what I wanted to say what is the Illuminati going to do about AI? Because it, as far as I'm concerned, the Illuminati is a bunch of fat, white, like old men, right? They don't know how to fucking, what are they going to do about AI?
I hadn't thought about this before we were recording. I should have been, this should have been my take the whole time. Like all of these things can just be mapped onto, again, if we get loose with our definition of demon, but also if we get loose with the definition of Illuminati, we can apply it to like Sam Altman and the people who run these companies that have created them. Because I don't know if you guys follow this world, but so Monday, like I said, GPT-4o came out. And then in the last 48 hours, two of the biggest people whose job it is to make sure we don't all die by the hand of AI just resigned from OpenAI.
Again, more
people keep. And one of them resigning. tweeted a very boilerplate, this was a great group.
It was a fun project, and now I've moved on.
One of them just tweeted, "I resigned," and that's all he wrote. I'll put this. So the Business Insider article I'm going to send you, it was their job to make sure humans are safe from OpenAI's superintelligence. They just quit. Like weird shit is going down right now. Like the new Illuminati is truly the people who run Anthropic, OpenAI, I guess in a sense, Microsoft, now that they're partnered with OpenAI. I mean, I guess Google, like their tech. But really, like if you've messed around with Claude or ChatGPT, and not had your mind blown, I don't think you've messed around with it long enough. These people are building the world-changing stuff, whether it's for the good or for the bad remains to be seen. But like the fact that the big people whose job was to make sure we don't all die just resigned. Weird shit's going down.
And this has happened a couple times through different progresses, different companies, like people in charge of important shit are going like, nope, not me. Like
the theory of why Sam Altman got booted by the board as CEO of OpenAI before he was reinstated was that also just safety stuff that he's not adhering to. And like, there might've been a secret breakthrough in artificial general intelligence. And the board was like, this is not how we're supposed to be handling this. Like that is the sort of cabal stuff. Like these are the true masters of the universe. And also, I'm sorry, NVIDIA. NVIDIA is the second. So the Saudi oil conglomerate is the number one market cap, most valuable company in the world. Number two, just the company that makes GPUs that allow us to train up these LLMs. NVIDIA is worth, I think, $2 trillion. We've only had trillion-dollar companies. I think Apple was the first to become a trillion-dollar company sometime in the last 10 years. And now NVIDIA, it just makes GPUs that are running everything about training and running large language models. They're worth $2 trillion. Like these are, if there is an Illuminati, it's OpenAI and NVIDIA and Anthropic.
But that's what I think. I think Illuminati Classic is missed the boat on AI. Like they didn't see it coming.
Yeah. Illuminati Classic's out the door. Yeah.
Illuminati Classic's done for, but I think they might be getting on spaceships. So they might... They might do like a pre-AI spaceship, like secret, bunch of secret spaceships all around that they're all going to get on and get out of here before AI takes over and kills us all.
Okay. I mean, my theory about the spaceship stuff is just like, I think people smart enough to know how to build spaceships also know that like it'd be easier to fix Earth than to terraform another planet. Yeah. So it's like,
there's no profit in that. If you get everyone on a spaceship and you make them feel like they're lucky to be there, you get their money for life, dude.
Yeah.
Maybe plus, so. Also, if you run the spaceship, like you don't even need money anymore. What I'm picturing is a giant hotel flying
it's
through
a cruise
space because we got nowhere
right.
to
it's,
go.
It's a princess cruise liner. Right. Yeah.
And so like you get everything for free because you own it or whatever.
I do.
And then all the girls know that you own it. So you're getting laid constantly.
I love all sci-fi that's based on this. I love the last scene in Don't Look Up. I love the movie Passengers. Have you seen Passengers? Is that what it's called? Where Chris Pratt wakes up Jennifer Lawrence. It's kind of a dick move.
I feel like I have seen that. It should have been so lonely or whatever.
The premise is great. They didn't really like deliver on the premise, but I love the premise, which is like everyone's in like a 1,000-year hypersleep.
Yeah.
On this cruise ship to go to the next planet, and someone's thing gets rocked and he gets woken up, and it's hundreds of years before anyone else is going to wake up. So he realizes he's just going to die on this ship alone for the rest of his life. So then he wakes up Jennifer Lawrence, so he'll have someone else, but then he's doomed her to also die alone except with him. And they play a little bit with how like that is the rapiest thing a person could possibly like, that's, it's worse than murder. It's the worst thing you could do to somebody. And they play with that a bit in the movie, but not as much as I would like, because that is some true psychological fuckery to like.
I mean, that's a really good premise for a fucked up like thriller Twilight horror Zone. Movie.
Yeah, and it was more like a rom com, but you know, yeah, they did play with the fact that like, hey, you shouldn't have woken me up because we're never going to see another human in our lives now.
It's a good thing you're Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
I'm also not.
If you were
really
Andy Milonakis,
you,
I would have to be.
Yeah.
Okay, we should wrap it up.
I live in the desert up in Joshua Tree, and in nearby 29 Palms, I'm putting on this great stargazing science and stand-up comedy event called 229 and Beyond. We're going to have Natasha Leggero, Moshe Kasher, Reese Darby, Bobcat Goldthwait doing stand-up and podcasts, and we'll also have top-of-the-line telescopes manned by Skywatcher guided stargazing. So it's going to be a night of stars on stars on stars. Get to see some great stand-up comedy under the starry night sky of 29 Palms, and then also get to actually look at that sky through Celestron telescopes, courtesy of Skywatcher. You can go to 229andbeyond.com. It's T-O-29andbeyond.com. It's happening June 7th and 8th at Outpost in 29 Palms, California.
And check out your podcast, Probably
Science. We're going to be doing a live one of that at the event with my friend, Dr. Farah Alibay, who works for NASA, JPL. She's worked on multiple planetary landers, and she's got an upcoming space telescope they're launching she's going to tell us about. So yeah, probablyscience.com.
See, we got to get someone like that on this show, but then the whole thing would just be them telling Willie why he's wrong, I think.
I could put you in touch. You'd be surprised.
You know, space.
I'm not wrong about space.
Okay. Dude, thanks for being here. We're going to continue the conversation with you. We got the bonus episode. So if you guys want to hear the continued conversation with Andy Wood, just go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. And give us your money. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to sell out the fucking world. I'm going to use all your money to get in touch with the future. And I'm going to burn it all down.
The only people we're going to save is our Patreon.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you're getting on a list. So it's not blackmail. It's just a good idea. thanks for listening. And remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.